Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I love noisemakers, especially since they're louder than me. Oh, my gosh. Happy New Year's, everybody. Oh, man. You know what? I know I wasn't that optimistic last week and the week before and the year before, but I'm optimistic now. I think maybe that's what we need to make these years a little better. I had a great New Year's. I hope you guys had a great New Year's. We first started out at a party, the Overlays, who I love to death. Love you guys. So it was a great party. Hung out. And then in Las Vegas, we have the lights, we have the fireworks along the strip. And it's almost impossible to get to the strip. You need to, just like with New Year's in New York and Times Square, you need to be there hours before because they block it off. They have porta potties. They have to limit traffic. They want to make sure there's no attacks or sort of terrorism. So it's you can't necessarily get to the strip. What you can do is you can get to an area where you could see the lights and the fireworks. So I hit the airport and we got into the airport and then we went to the parking garage, and it's like Las Vegas's best kept secret of where you could see fireworks. But it was fascinating because when I'm there to see the fireworks and everybody's all excited to see the fireworks and everybody's all sweet and happy, all of a sudden you hear a fight and you hear yelling. And apparently there were two groups of people who were there ready to watch the fireworks, and they got into it. And I didn't really get into their business like I usually do because I had a little spot that was fantastic where I could see the fireworks and the light show. But I wanted to know what the hell was going on because, you know, do I need to leave? Is somebody going to pull out a gun? And apparently somebody moved into somebody else's space and they were fighting. I'm like, come on, people. Do you really need to fight? And, you know, security came and I'm like, you guys are going to screw it up for the rest of us. Then every year when there's fireworks, and there's twice a year because we also have 4th of July, they're going to screw this up and then we won't get to go and see the fireworks. You do have to pay for parking. You pretend, you know, I'm sure what they're going to do is they're going to say, do you really have a flight? Are you coming here just to see the fireworks? And so I'll have to come up with a fake, you know, plane ticket so I could get up in there eventually. But they're going to ruin it for the rest of us where nobody's going to be allowed to go and see the lights because people are fighting. But as I'm sitting there and I'm watching the lights, I'm like, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to do this right. Now, this New Year's, we're not going to make the same mistakes as we made last year or the previous years. And I just wanted to tell everybody when I saw them there to quit the selfishness, to quit the fighting, to quit the violence, to quit the being defensive. We've, over the last few years, the 2020s, and it's up to us to define the 20s, right? Our great-grandparents and grandparents defined the 1920s. And they partied it up and they did, I don't know, whatever they were doing, and they made the roaring 20s pretty damn good until Prohibition, and then I'm not sure what the hell happened, and then the Depression. So maybe they did mess it up. But this is on us to make the 20s good. And after 2020 and 2021 and 2022, we're not doing that good a job. So what mistakes should we not make as we go into 2023 and as we crush 2023? Well, first and foremost, stop being selfish. We are done with the hoarding of the toilet paper. We are done with the coughing and sneezing on people saying, up yours, breathe my germs. We are done with the, hey, I want a vaccine, so you need to get a vaccine, and what I believe in has to be pushed on you. We're done with that. All right? We're individuals. We could figure this out. We don't have to push people to do things that they don't want to do, but we also don't have to have this sense of, you know, I don't care, every man for themselves. All right? Let's start to build community a little bit, because the only way we are going to figure out how to get through our border crisis or our inflation or our economy is figuring out how to work together. You know, these charities are really struggling. This year, the charities struggled a lot because with inflation and recession, you didn't have a lot of people shelling out money to the local charities. So it's going to take us to help keep these charities afloat. It's going to take us to help keep local businesses afloat. For 3 years now, these local businesses and small business owners have been struggling because of the stupid COVID measures and the virus and the hesitancy of people shopping and the turning towards online. And so, let's figure this out. If you lose your small business, then all we're going to have are chains and monopolies and big business. You know, let's use this year as a, okay, you know, we're going to pivot and we're going to do things right. We're going to stop the spending. I know we just passed a big, huge, monster bill, and it got flown to Joe Biden, who was on vacation again. Maybe take less vacations. I think Joe Biden, his New Year's resolution, should be, I'm going to be taking less vacations. But, you know, maybe let's limit the spending. Let's figure out how to save tax dollars. Let's actually spend money on things that need money spent on. I think we came up with I think there's a Michelle Obama running trail or hiking trail. I think hiking trails are nice, and I get you want to name them after people, but I think that money could be well spent on our homeless. I think that money could be well spent on medical centers, and I think Michelle Obama would agree. So let's just not make the same mistake. Stop the spending. Be smart. Quit the fraud. Quit the lying. Don't be lying your way up into an office in Congress. We're done with politicians lying. We're done with bad economic choices. We're done with bad health care choices. We are done with that. And 2023, even though I think it's going to be a poop show, I don't know what the hell Putin's going to do. I don't know what's happening with our schools. Our students aren't learning math and science and history and English and basic grammar as they're, you know, just getting passed through, and we don't know what the hell is happening with our education system, but let's change that. We could change it. Now, I'm not saying we have to cause a revolution. I'm not saying we have to just upend everything, but why don't we just find common sense goals and make that happen? All right. Do we want our kids to be able to pass regular standardized tests? Make that a goal. Do we want a carton of milk to not cost $5? Make that a goal. But it's time to get our acts together. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCTALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer today. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and our Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I told you guys, I warned you guys, we have to talk about New Year's resolutions. I know, I hate New Year's resolutions. Oh, I hate them. The conversation is ridiculous. I'm going to just drown it out with a couple of the streamers, but nobody likes New Year's resolutions. New Year's, you know why we do them. You know why we do New Year's resolutions. It's to shut the family up from giving us crap about our bad habits. So when it's the holidays and somebody sees you break out a cigar or a cigarette or do some shots and they go, well, you're drinking or you're smoking or how's that diet? To shut them up and to get through the holidays painlessly, you say, it's a New Year's resolution. Are you still smoking? New Year's resolution, I'm quitting smoking. Oh, okay. And then they leave you alone. So I have been telling everybody, you know, they're like, are you going to finally shave your eyebrows? New Year's resolution. Hi. Hi. Are you going to finally comb your hair? New Year's resolution. So, are you going to finally dental floss? My dentist. You know, why aren't you dental flossing more? It's a New Year's resolution. And then it just shuts people up. And the reason why it shuts people up is because nobody likes to hear New Year's resolutions. When they hear New Year's resolutions, they go, oh, God. Oh, I don't want to hear about that. That sucks. So, but the problem is now it's the New Year. And I go, I love my New Year's toys. I'm going to be hanging out with my New Year's toys all day long now. But it's New Year's. So if you did have a New Year's resolution, if you do have a mother-in-law or a family member or a friend who was on your butt 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, you bet your butt they're going to ask you how your New Year's resolution is coming. And the desire to tell them to mind their own flipping business is not very New Year's-y. So you have to either pretend you're doing your New Year's resolution, or you have to tell them to butt the hell out and leave you alone and then make an enemy. So the big mistake we make with these New Year's resolutions, and mind you, we always want to do better and improve. And another reason why we do New Year's resolutions is January is depressing. I get depressed in January. Not depressed, clinical depression, but all the Christmas lights, all the holiday parties, all the hustle and bustle, and then it's over. And in my neighborhood, they're starting to take down the Christmas lights, and it's cold, and if your team doesn't make the playoffs, although so far so good, Dallas is doing good, but you get into a funk. So give people something to do. Well, you're going to hit the gym more. You're going to finish that book you started. Get these things done. And sometimes January could be a very invigorating month to get stuff done. The problem is people will get depressed if they make these gross, large, artificial goals that they can't reach. And then they get depressed, well, I didn't lose 10 pounds. So the most common New Year's resolutions that people make are, one is to lose weight, two is to stop smoking, then to drink less, to make more money. You know how many people have a New Year's resolution? I'm going to make more money. Okay, you're already destined to fail. You guys see how much the value of the dollar is, but I'll tell you how to make more money. To spend more time with family. Okay, now you know the New Year's resolution to spend more time with families because somebody in the family gave them some crap about not spending enough time. So, like, you know what? That's a New Year's resolution. So in 4 months, when January 1st comes along, I'm going to make that a New Year's resolution to spend more time with you. Okay, good. I can't wait for 4 months from now. To perform better at work. How many of you guys have made a New Year's resolution to do a better job at work? Yeah, you did that to shut your boss up. I mean, if you could do a better job at work, you would have done a better job. I know a lot of you guys are listening to my show right now going, is she finally going to do a better show? Probably not. I mean, it's just too big and too difficult, a New Year's resolution. Come on, we got to be practical. To save more money, to eat healthier, to go to church more often or temple more often or your mosque more often, to get a boyfriend or girlfriend or get a partner. That's a New Year's resolution. I'm going to have sex. I am going to get a relationship. Well, if you could have done it, you would have done it already. I'm going to spend less time on the internet or my smartphone. I'm going to watch less porn. These are New Year's resolutions, the most common ones, but they're insurmountable. So you need to make them more practical. One is you need to start a New Year's resolution before New Year's. And I'm not saying it's too late. But if you're going to start weight loss, if you're going to quit smoking, start it during the holidays. You're off work. I know now it's past, but I always tell people this. Start beforehand so then when you do hit January 2nd, oh, wow, I've lost 5 pounds. Not too bad. It's because you started early. It'll be easier to quit smoking and all that. You got to recruit your family and friends to help you with that. If you're trying to lose weight, quit smoking, do better at work. But make easy, little, finite, discrete steps. So, for example, one New Year's resolution could be, I'm going to drink more water. Now, somebody would be like, what kind of a New Year's resolution is that? Well, if you think about it, if you drink more water, you're going to get full easier. You're going to hydrate. It's going to help with your health. It's also going to help you lose weight. When you drink water, you're going to eat less. It's also going to help you with your finances, because now you're spending less money on food because you're more full with water. Now, can you drink more water as a New Year's resolution? You can, and you could stick to that. Call your mother once a week. I know this is a biggie. I know this is a biggie. But a lot of you feel guilty that you haven't spent time with your loved ones and you missed out during COVID. Remember I told you guys for 2023 we're going to do better? All right? Make a New Year's. You don't have to necessarily spend time with your family members, but maybe call them, text them more. All right? That's a baby step. Lose 5 pounds in January. That is a much better New Year's resolution than I'm going to lose weight. Right? Make it, I'm going to lose 5 pounds in January. 1.25 pounds a week. That's doable. That's a lot doable. And it'll stick longer. Then, you made it through January, I'm going to lose 5 pounds in February. But make little mini goals. Eat more vegetables. Eating more vegetables is a huge goal for your health, for losing weight. Taking $20 out of a paycheck and putting it into savings. The only way I can say I saved money, having kids and all the other family pressures that I've had, is when I ask my bank or U.S. Treasury Direct for Bonds to just automatically take a little money out of my bank account and squirrel it away. When that happens, then all of a sudden, a month or two later, you're like, oh, we got a little extra money. So that's a great thing to do. Take $5 out of a paycheck, $10 out of a paycheck if you can. And that's a great way to start building money. Make 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. playtime with the kids. All right? That you come back from work, you're tired, you've been working from home all day. 7 to 8 p.m. is playtime. An hour of playtime, these kids get tired. Then they go to bed by 8:15, 8:30. You got the rest of the night. So that's an easy step. Walk 10 minutes a day in January. And then in February, bring it up to 15 minutes. So for those of you saying, I'm hitting the gym. All right? Well, a lot of you guys hit the gym, and then 2 days later, you quit. Okay? Well, maybe do simpler things. I'm going to walk 10 minutes. Or I'm going to, on my smartwatch, I'm going to hit the 10,000 steps or the 15,000 steps. Make small goals. It's easier. Plan the third Saturday of the month, a date night with your spouse. That's only one night a month you have to spend with your spouse, okay? Date nights, join a club, team, church, temple. Put out a cigarette after 1 to 2 puffs. We talk about trying to quit smoking, and we're going to be talking about that this month. But, you know, if you really feel like you need to smoke, okay, but then as soon as you then put the cigarette out, it's done. Destroy that cigarette. If you can't go cold turkey, maybe you could go a puff or two. Check your cholesterol, blood sugar, blood pressure. Go to the doctor. Make an appointment for a physical. Plan a mid-year vacation. I haven't gone on a major vacation since COVID. We're planning one. We're going to make this work. Organize your desk. Walk the dog a little bit more. Limit your computer phone time. So there's a lot of things you could do, but it doesn't have to be big. So when somebody does, and I know you're going to want to say, mind your own flipping business, but if somebody says, look, what are you doing? What's your New Year's resolution? I need an idea. You know, and my answer is I'm going to manage my menopause a little better. Let them butt the hell out. Usually they don't want a lot of details on that. But there's, you know, don't let that depress you. There's a lot you can do. Happy New Year. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. It'll be another day or more before we learn more from law enforcement about Brian Koberger. He's the criminal justice grad student accused of killing four University of Idaho students. Koberger is expected to waive extradition at a hearing tomorrow in Pennsylvania and could be back in Idaho as soon as tomorrow night. The 118th Congress convenes tomorrow, and job one for members of the House, choosing a speaker.
We need to get a speaker, because before we can move on, even get any of the freshman members sworn in, you have to have a speaker. You've got to have rules that you're following.
Texas Republican Beth Van Dyne on Fox News. Several reports say California's Kevin McCarthy still doesn't have enough votes to win the speakership. Wet mess all over Northern California, especially San Francisco, thanks to the weekend storm that dumped historic amounts of rain on the region and snow in the mountains. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. Three people have died and another two are injured after a horrible industrial accident where I believe a scaffold collapsed at a North Carolina construction site. Charlotte Fire Department officials said the, quote, industrial accident happened at 9 a.m. today at a construction site on the 700 block of East Moorhead Street. Sources at the scene have said that three construction workers were killed when the scaffolding they were on collapsed and they plummeted 70 feet to the ground. Then a wall fell on top of them. Another two victims were transported to the local hospital in the aftermath. Paramedics said they did not suffer serious injuries. But right now, the accident is being investigated by OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. But just crushing, just, I'm blown away. Dozens of first responders, as well as the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department vehicles are pictured at the scene. Fire department said they're working to secure the area. There's going to be a family reunification site established. It's early on. We don't have a lot of details yet, but when we do, we'll let you know. Jeremy Renner, the Avenger who plays Hawkeye and a really good actor, almost sustained mortal wounds when his snowcat plow ran over him. Jeremy Renner was up in Tahoe at his cabin, in his home in Tahoe at the time, and he's been known to do a lot of work with local first responders, with snow plow repair and helping clear roads, and he's really well known in the community for his work. And he does love operating this machinery, and he's pretty well versed on it. Well, the 51-year-old actor had to be airlifted to a hospital when the snowcat plow failed, and when the safety feature failed and it rolled over one of his legs. He was alone and trying to clear a path out of his Lake Tahoe home at the time because of the snow. We're told he lost a significant amount of blood, according to TMZ, and a local neighbor, a doctor, had to save him. He's in critical condition, but we're told he's stable. And this happened yesterday. He was airlifted. This happened about 9 a.m. He was airlifted at about 9:50. The neighbor, who was a doctor, had rushed to his aid, fixed a tourniquet. Luckily, that neighbor was nearby and could hear him. And the vehicle is a piston bully made by German manufacturer Cass Burr, according to Daily Mail. We don't know if it's a brand new one or if it's secondhand used, but the safety feature didn't work. And so the doctor performed a tourniquet, and we've spoken about how to, go above the main, go above the wound and to, apply pressure and to tourniquet to try to stop bleeding. But he unfortunately lost a significant amount of blood before he could be airlifted out of the area. And he's at the hospital, critical condition, meaning he's not out of the woods anytime soon, and they are watching him very, very closely, but he's stabilized. So they're probably giving him blood, fluids, trying to keep his perfusion up, and then deciding what to do with the leg, depending on if it needs, surgical repair. Hopefully it doesn't need to be amputated. According to Washoe County Sheriff's Office, they said at approximately 9 a.m. on January 1st, the Washoe County Sheriff's Office responded to a traumatic injury in the area of Mount Rose Highway in Reno, Nevada. Mount Rose Highway goes up through Galena, up to Tahoe. The homes are beautiful up there. I went to school there, always wanted to own a home if I ever made money. Can't afford it, still too rich for my blood, but it's beautiful. He was the only person involved in the accident, so frightening stuff. Hopefully he's going to be okay. Also, we got some start to a new year. Wow. We also got some tragic news for Martina Navratilova, the Wimbledon champion, greatest ever singles champion. Martina Navratilova has announced she has two separate forms of cancer. She has throat cancer and breast cancer. Wow. Not very easy. She is 66 years old. She won Wimbledon 9 times. And she was diagnosed after finding a swollen lymph node in her neck in November. She said, "This double whammy is serious, but still fixable." She's married to Russian beauty queen Julia Lemigova, who's 50. She said, "I'm hoping for a favorable outcome. It's going to stink for a while, but I'll fight with all I have got." So she was given the all clear from her. She had previous breast cancer, a non-invasive form, back in 2010. And as we saw with Olivia Newton-John and sadly other people, it can come back. So with remission, we want to be given the all clear, and I have many friends who are currently in remission with cancer, and I pray that nothing, rears its ugly head. Now she has stage 1 throat cancer, and I don't know too much about what's going on with her with her breast cancer. The enlarged lymph node, she noticed, they did a biopsy. Now, stage one, it's interesting that it's stage one if it went to the lymph node. Stage one is localized. So usually by lymph node, we're already looking at stage two, three, or four. But she had an enlarged lymph node. She went down. She did a biopsy, but the results came back stage one. So I have to look into what's going on with that. But then, as we get more details, we'll keep you posted. But the one thing I have been noticing, especially online with telemedicine, is people are calling for antibiotics. They have a swollen gland in their neck, and they want antibiotics. Now, I'm not saying all of our swollen glands are cancer, God forbid. But I am tired of people not going to the doctor and getting tested and just trying to use over-the-phone medicine for an antibiotic when that might not be what the problem is. If you have a swollen lymph gland, not all of them are dangerous. But if you don't have a sore throat or the mumps or, you know, a mono or strep, and you have a lump in your neck, you need to get that checked out. I can't tell you how many times I've diagnosed throat cancer, thyroid cancer, a whole variety of things, just because somebody said, I got this lump and I don't know why. Well, it's because the body's trying to drain it. And when the body tries to drain it, it inflames, especially with cancer and spreading. And so any sort of lump has to be looked at and addressed. In terms of remission, this is difficult because many insurance companies might not pay for follow-up tests and follow-up screens. And we hear that when cancer does come back, it comes back with a vengeance. One of my friend's fathers was in remission with his pancreatic cancer. And that can happen, but I wasn't convinced. And I don't think my friend was convinced either. But I'm like, that's fantastic. He's in remission? That's fantastic. But I'm like, no. And then when it came back fast. We're not sure what happened with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We don't have a lot of details. But with her rib fracture and all that, my guess is whatever cancer was in remission came back fast, possibly hit the bones, hit her pretty hard. And so I don't want to be negative, but I want us to be proactive as we go into this new year. You know, if something doesn't feel right, something doesn't seem right, there's a lump, there's a, you know, get on it. And if you have survived cancer, you know, keep an eye on things. Every now and then have a PET scan or reevaluate with a scan. Most cancers have predictable paths on where they could go. You know, so let's say you have a cough. Everybody tells you, oh, it's COVID. Or, oh, just take an antibiotic. Just take a Z-Pak for it. If you have a cough and you've been a cancer survivor, just have somebody take a peek. Do an X-ray. Do a scan just to make sure. Avoid smoking. Avoid alcohol. Those are things. Sugar. Keep your sugar intake low. But Godspeed to everybody. And the Pope. We lost Pope Benedict this weekend. May he rest in peace as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I told you guys that one of your New Year's resolutions should be drink more water. Help you lose weight, help you save money, help you feel better. Well, a study has come out saying if you drink 8 glasses of water every day, it could prolong your life and slow down aging. And you'll see other headlines saying those of us that are dehydrated will have early aging and chronic disease. So hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Not overhydrate. Got to see what your kidneys are doing. Make sure you still get your salts and electrolytes. We don't want you to become hyponatremic. But 8 glasses of water, 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, not bad. They said adults who stay well hydrated live longer and are far less likely to develop chronic health conditions. It could also slow down aging. Now, this study looked at 11,000 people who were over 30 years old, and they looked at their sodium levels in their blood. And they found that adults with higher levels of sodium, which would mean you're less hydrated, you're more salty, were 64% more likely to get chronic diseases like heart failure and stroke than those in the medium ranges. Adults with higher levels were also more likely to die younger. The researchers highlighted previous research which suggested staying hydrated can prolong someone's life by 15 years at least. So they think that restricting water would lead to DNA damage and inflammation and speed up the aging process. Dr. Natalia Dmitrieva, a researcher at National Institutes of Health, said the results suggest that proper hydration may slow down aging and prolong a disease-free life. So you could do it with water and other fluids. You got to be careful with juice because of the sugar content. Vegetables and fruits have higher water content. And it doesn't necessarily say how much water you have to drink, but I've always told people 8 to 10 glasses. U.S. health guidelines say men and women should drink up to 3 liters, which is about 8 glasses a day. Water, low-fat milk, sugar-free drinks, tea and coffee count. But, you know, the reasoning for this is, first and foremost, many of us overeat when we're thirsty. And we don't realize that our brain wants something. And if our brain knows we're not water drinkers, our brain will trick us into grabbing food because of its water content. And you have to, and that's why I've said, if you want to lose weight, drink more water. In the 80s, Weight Watchers was huge, and I think they still do, recommend drinking more water. Most diets recommend drinking more water. Helps fill you up before your meal, and it replenishes you and makes you eat less. So water is important. Another reason why we're probably seeing people die less is many people who work out drink a lot. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, those who work out are going to be more dehydrated because they've lost a lot of their fluids. I don't know. At the gym, there's always water. There's always drinking fountains. And I see people who work out, they hydrate. And people who are active, like me, I'm always with a water bottle. I know I don't look like an active athlete, and I'm nowhere near as athletic as I used to be, but I always had water around. Now, one of the reasons was is I had a kidney stone. So when I was in school, years ago in college, and I was working 3 part-time jobs, I never stopped to drink. I never had time. And so I would eat a plum. And I noticed I wasn't thirsty. I never got thirsty. Well, then I got a kidney stone. And after having a kidney stone, you rethink your fluid intake. And so I drink a lot of water now. I make sure I drink a lot of fluids. Now, many older people say, well, I don't want to drink a lot of fluid because then I'm going to urinate more, or I'm going to, and so you can minimize diabetes by eating less and drinking more water. You can, by the way, for those of you that do have issues where you hate getting up in the middle of the night to pee, and a lot of older people do, there's medicines for that that can help. And there's certain techniques, and I get it, because once you're up to pee, now you're up. And it's really hard to go back to sleep. I get that. Now, I don't have to get up to pee that much, but when the cat wakes me up, then I notice I have to pee, and then I can't think about it, and I have to go up, get up and pee. So one way to not have to get up and pee is not get woken up in the middle of the night by your cats or dogs or somebody snoring next to you. If you have sleep apnea, you'll wake up in the middle of the night. So that's something else that needs to be looked at. Now, there's been some rumors that Bruce Lee might have drunk too much water. And I don't know about his hyponatremia, but there's been some discussion that his mysterious death could have been he drunk too much water, that he became hyponatremic. An autopsy showed he had brain swelling. Now, people blamed painkillers in the 70s. That's why he died at age 32 when he was in Hong Kong. Other people thought he was assassinated, heat stroke. But some people think maybe it's because he drank too much. Maybe he drank too much water. So you know, 8 to 10 glasses. Talk to your medical provider, because depending on how much you exercise, or if you live in, like, I live in the Southwest, so I'm going to have to drink more than somebody who lives in Maine or Nova Scotia. So, but water can help prolong your life. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a little bit of a press briefing this weekend on Brian Koberger and the graduate student, the PhD graduate student that has been arrested for the death of the four Idaho students. And Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger, which is very interesting, was a PhD student studying criminology. And he was studying forensics, DNA. I think he had done a research project asking people who have committed a crime what they were thinking, what they did when they left the scene. And that was kind of interesting. Some of the things, almost like he was doing research for if he is convicted of this, of that crime. 28 years old. He had, quote, enjoyed learning about the ways convictions were brought, according to a former classmate. He studied under a professor in Pennsylvania, known for her expertise on serial killers, and was studying criminology at Washington State University at the time of the slayings. And he was studying just in a location that was pretty close to where the murders happened. He was arrested on Friday after more than a month of a manhunt, charged in the death, first-degree murder of Ethan Chapin, Kaylee Goncalves, Zana Kernodal, and Madison Mogan. And so investigators haven't really released yet what his motive could be. Why? Did he know them? And, you know, a PhD student, to be able to get through all those years of schooling, you know, and then perform mass murdering, did he snap? Was he, people are saying, he was always weird. You'll always hear that. Somebody say, he was always weird. He was always awkward. He was always, some said he did struggle with a heroin addiction. And they said he had overcome that. Who knows? Maybe not. So we'll hopefully get more information soon. This has been very odd. Kudos to Idaho State Police and forensics and their team for being able to find the person and get him while they had the media on their butt saying, why it's taking so long, why it's taking so long. Well, it does take time, so kudos to them. And they were also very nice. When they did speak out and have the press conference, they commended the media for helping them because of the tips that the media had shared. And so that was, they were really, really nice and professional about that. I might have gotten on the microphone saying, when we ask you guys to give us some space and leave us the hell alone so we could do our work, we mean it. But luckily, they're much more polished than I would have been at a press conference such as that. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.